This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
But right on time for the Morning Munch, we have from Cherry Street Mission Ministries, Steve Piller. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Doing well. It's Friday.
So Chris is calling in from California?
Yeah.
Wow. That's like, I thought this was early. That's like really early.
I know. We can't complain, right?
Wow.
But he gets to go back to bed afterwards. We don't.
Well, that is so true. That is so true. Hey, thanks for having me on today. I was thinking a little bit about my life as a young person in high school, and I didn't know God at that point. And what I know now, I sure wish I had him then, because I made some interesting decisions and had some challenges. So I had some thoughts about, you know, walking through junior high and high school when you actually have God in your life. So I had a couple thoughts. One is high school and junior high is tough. But you've got to remember, you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. God's there for you. He's literally a prayer away because he lives inside you. So you just have to kind of light him up. He wants to really help and guide you in your decisions. And if you pause a minute and just pray and welcome his wisdom into your life, whether you're facing something you really screwed up or somebody's messing with you, he is there, literally a prayer away. And it reminds me of a verse in James 1:5. It says, if you lack wisdom, just ask God, who gives generously, and this is the part I like, without finding fault. So whatever side of the equation you're on in a decision, and he'll give you that wisdom. Second thing I was thinking about is you got to protect your heart. And I'm being nice here by other people. You can fill in the adjective of people in your life that really you may be considering, yeah, they're not got my best interest in mind. So as you're thinking about your heart, keep it guarded like it's a $10 million diamond, although your heart's even more priceless than that. So many people who want to get close to you, they want to do that for the wrong reasons. They want something from you, most likely. It could be sex. It could be unhealthy friendship. It could be revenge on someone else. I don't know. It could be a lot of things. But they're probably not thinking of you when they're trying to connect with you. They want to get close for selfish motives. So guard your heart and keep it protected, because that'll really defend you for your whole life. Don't let people in you don't trust, because they don't have your best interest in mind. And there's a great verse in Proverbs 14:23. It says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. And I was thinking about life now and my life then, back in school. And I like my battles now. You know, when hard things come, and when you're in school, there's people attacking you. Lots of words, rumors are spread about you. Of course, the first thing you want to do is defend yourself. And instead of fighting back with words, which is literally throwing gasoline on a fire, the best thing you could do is go to God and ask him to fight it for you. Jesus knows the truth, and he wants to defend you. When you feel like your words flying, let them fly to Jesus and not back at the people that are attacking to you. And there's a great verse in Exodus, which I love. It says, God will fight the battle for you. And for you, just keep your mouth shut. It's a great verse. The other thing I was thinking about is, don't feel that you've got to carry all these burdens alone. You're worried about a zillion things. You're concerned about friends making bad decisions, a test coming up, maybe someone in your family's lost their job, or someone you know close has COVID. Those worries are a lot to carry. And sometimes it's hard to think. It's hard to sleep. You don't have to carry these worries alone, because Jesus will carry them for you. Take a picture in your mind and place that worry, literally, when you're praying, say, God, here is my worry, and put it in his hands. And whenever you think that thing comes back to you, remember, Jesus is holding that thing for you. The verse in 1 Peter says, give all your worries and cares to God, because he cares for you. So you don't have to carry those things alone. And then last thing I was thinking about is, I don't know, when you get some point in high school, everybody's asking you lots of questions about your future. And I was thinking about just trusting Jesus to direct your path. You know, people over, there's a lot of overwhelming decisions on people asking, well, what are you going to do after school? What are you going to do in your career? In this relationship, what are you going to do in that relationship? And, you know, you're thinking about, hey, there's a game tonight. Who am I going with? I got a calculus test in the afternoon. There's a lot to think about in our lives. And thankfully, you don't have to figure this all out alone. You don't have to figure it out, your future career alone, your relationships alone. When you trust God and you seek to do his will, he'll guide you through all that stuff. He'll bring people into your life that'll help you, you know, give peace about the decisions you are making. Here's a great verse that when I first became a Christian, I really leaned on. Because when I became a Christian, I was probably not on the path God wanted me to. And he said, trust the Lord with all your heart and don't depend on your understanding. Just seek him in all you do and he'll direct your path. So that's kind of what I was thinking about today. It's a lot, but that, you know, you don't have to carry these burdens alone. You don't have to figure it all out. Don't attack people that attack you. Turn it over to God and just trust God in all that you do, and he'll direct your path. That's it, guys.
Thank you. Steve Piller from Cherry Street Mission Ministries. I think that is helping a lot of people of all ages this morning. In fact, we had someone text in and said, man, I needed that word this morning. Thank you so much.
Great.
There's a lot of people, I'm sure, enjoyed that message and needed that message. Can you pray for all of us?
Oh, I'd love to. Thanks, guys. Father, I don't know why you chose me. And a lot of these listeners today are like, why'd you pick me? But, man, I'm glad you did. You give light every day when I turn to you. So, Father, the things that we face, you who have no intent for us to face that alone, you brought the Spirit in our lives to give us truth that it bubbles up within us. Lord, I just thank you for that. I pray that the things that all of us face today, that we'll stop, we'll slow down for a moment and acknowledge you in the path that we're walking. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Steve Piller from Cherry Street Mission Ministries. So Steve, tell us what you do there at Cherry Street Mission Ministries and what Cherry Street does for the community.
So I kind of oversee the business side of Cherry Street. All the things that HR, finances, some of the development stuff, operations and things like that. Cherry Street's been around, I think we're coming up on 75 years of helping people who are in a bad way in their lives, that are facing tough, tough poverty, to help them transition out of that poverty, to build relationships that are broken, to build bridges in income that they need, and to get them rehoused as fast as possible. So we're a large organization, and we serve hundreds and hundreds of people every day. And we don't do it. We do it with hundreds and hundreds of volunteers. We have a very small staff, and this community supports us in an amazing way, both financially and through volunteers. And we can always use for those things. So if you're a listener and you have never volunteered for us, I just encourage you to go to our website, cherrystreetmission.org, and just click the volunteer button and follow a path. You will be amazed at the people you get to meet and the people you get to work with as a volunteer and the difference you can make.
Awesome. And how can people get in touch with you guys to help you out?
Well, really, our website's the best shot is cherrystreetmission.org. And you can click the contact button or the volunteer button or the give button. Any of those buttons works for us.
All right. Let's go and click those buttons, cherrystreetmission.org.
There you go.
All right. Hey, thank you so much this morning, Steve, and to everybody at Cherry Street Mission Ministries with helping us for the Morning Munch all week long. We really appreciate you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too. Bye. It is 7:35 on YesFM.